Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello and welcome. I'm Mark Blunden and this is Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, don't buy the dodgy crypto linked to TV shows as squid tokens disappear offline. But first, Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen is suggesting her former boss Mark Zuckerberg steps down. She's been revealing more on the dark arts influencing the social network's algorithms. Here's Haugen speaking at Portugal's Web Summit.
Bad people and bad ideas is not the problem. It's about the question of who gets the largest megaphone.
So how is it that the most extreme polarizing content gets the biggest audience?
Facebook has become reliant on huge groups, on 500,000, 1 million, 5 million members. They have tied their hands with those groups because in order to inject into your newsfeed maybe three pieces of content from that group each day, the algorithm has to look at 500, 1,000, thousands of pieces of content and decide what those three are. Engagement-based ranking is dangerous because right now the most extreme content wins out on that foot race.
Facebook says the internal documents Haugen leaked create a false picture of the firm. Next.
The situation will become increasingly intolerable within a very short time.
Queen is urging world leaders not to make COP26 just a load of hot air and to rise above the politics of the moment to help save the planet.
If we fail to cope with this challenge, all the other problems will pale into insignificance.
On the second day of the COP26 climate crisis summit in Glasgow, leaders are due to sign a commitment to halt and reverse deforestation and land degradation by 2030.
It is the hope of many that the legacy of this summit, written in history books yet to be printed, will describe you as the leaders who did not pass up the opportunity and that you answered the call of those future generations.
Meanwhile, the United States and European Union are launching an initiative that aims to cut emissions of methane. Now, Apple has cut back production of iPad tablets to allocate more components to the iPhone 13 in a sign the global chip supply shortage is hitting. Japanese news site Nikkei reports iPad production was down half from Apple's original plans for the last 2 months. Apple has weathered the supply crunch better than many companies due to its massive purchasing power, giving it at least a 3% extra market share in global smartphones in the third quarter, even as overall shipments shrunk. Next. In the case of who could have seen this coming, the digital token inspired by the South Korean Netflix series Squid Game has been revealed as an apparent scam after losing almost all its value. Squid was marketed as a play-to-earn cryptocurrency which is linked to online gaming and saw its price soar by thousands of percents, but it didn't allow holders to resell their tokens. It's said that this kind of rug pull scam lets people buy tokens and then cuts off trading when enough profits have been made from sales. According to tech site Gizmodo, the people behind Squid have done a runner, nearly $3.4 million worth, and the website's offline, causing Squid's value to plunge 99.99%. You don't want to get ill in space, so NASA's announced a rare health-related delay to its SpaceX rocket launch of four astronauts on a 22-hour flight to the International Space Station after citing an unspecified medical crew issue. NASA says it's not a medical emergency and it's not COVID-related, but the space agency declined to elaborate on the nature of the problem. The Falcon 9 rocket launch, originally set for Sunday but then postponed until this Wednesday because of unsuitable weather conditions, has now been rescheduled for Saturday night. The last time NASA delayed a scheduled launch over a medical issue involving the crew was for a Space Shuttle Atlantis flight in 1990, when mission commander John Crichton fell ill, halting countdown for 3 days. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, why a bat's beaten its feathered rivals to an eco prize for birds. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. A Hong Kong-based gaming platform that allows users to build a virtual world using non-fungible tokens has raised $93 million from investors led by SoftBank. It comes after users traded $144 million worth of NFTs on the platform called Sandbox, which is owned by a blockchain gaming developer and builds assets like one-off JPEGs for creators to own their work as an NFT. Celebrities using Sandbox include the rapper Snoop Dogg, who's creating a digital replica of his mansion in the company's online metaverse. Next. Posting of an ancient Chinese poem by Tesla boss Elon Musk on social media, driven Chinese internet users to debate its meaning. Could it be crypto-related? Musk wrote in English, "Humankind," before posting an abbreviated version of the Seven Steps verse in Chinese on his Twitter and Weibo accounts. The allegorical poem describes the relationship between two brothers from a royal family, which is taught in all of China's primary schools about the importance of kinship. Discussions about how to interpret Musk's posts trended heavily on Weibo on Tuesday, receiving over 100 million views. And finally, a bat has beaten the odds to win the 2021 Bird of the Year crown in New Zealand. The Pekka Pekka long-tailed bat strangely saw off a number of its feathered rivals to win the competition, which aims to raise awareness of threats faced by local wildlife. The long-tailed bat, which has a wingspan equivalent to a human hand, was allowed inclusion in the competition as it's threatened by habitat loss, predators and climate change. The competition was won in 2020 by the kakapo, a nocturnal flightless parrot. But this year, the long-tailed bat was chosen after more than 50,000 international votes. You are up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader Podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Wednesday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.